Blog Talk Radio.
Just two dope boys in a Cadillac. Just two dope boys in a Cadillac. Just two dope boys in a Cadillac. Just two dope boys in a Cadillac.
Oh, man. Here we go. Back for another one, man. Welcome back to Life Be Life. Back up on the scene. Nah, I mean, I'm your host, Tony D.
And I'm your host, B to the J, in the building like I ain't never left. And it feels so good.
You know it. What's cracking, bro?
Man, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I've been a little funky the last 2 days, man. I don't know if my cycle finna start or what, boy, but my attitude has been piss poor. And I'll tell you why before we even get into the topic tonight. So off the rip, man, like, this is for all parents. If you got a daughter, you know what I'm saying, teach your child to stay out of people's laps, especially people that they don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, My very first business client today, man, daughter probably 16 months old, on my side of the desk, touching, like, how you, man, just drove me absolutely nuts. So, you know what I'm saying? I kind of been a little roller coaster, upset, off and on all day, just tripping off of that. Other than that, man, shoot, ain't nothing popping, just trying to run the train on a Meat Lover's Pizza. What's good with you, bro?
Man, you know. Just in case lifers didn't know about there in that joint, man, I'm broadcasting from a new spot now. You hear me?
And we got special guests in the building tonight.
Oh, who we got?
What's up, little ugly dude?
Man, that ain't
you
who
know,
I think.
You already know who it is. My mama told me to tell you. Y'all showed that. Deal, dude, yeah.
Yeah. All right, my boy. We're going to hear from you a little bit later.
Yeah, we're going to get up with him a little later, man. He in there doing his thorough things. Hit me up. Yeah. But the new spot, man, let's touch on it real quick before we jump this joint off.
Oh, man. So if y'all been following, you know, my regular Facebook page, I really threw it out there. But, man, you know, we have been searching for a new crib, but I'm going to make this real short, y'all. Give me 3-5 minutes, all right? Because y'all got to see the scope of how this thing went. So, lifers, you know, we was looking for a new crib, man. We got an offer on our old house so we can buy a new crib. And literally the day before, man, 24 hours before we were supposed to buy the house, flaked on us, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to sit here and lie. I'm not going to sit here and stunt. I'm going to tell what God love, which is the truth.
Absolute truth. But start there. I want y'all to get this, lifers. 24 hours before the deal was supposed to be done, this dude did what Nick Cannon should have done. Pull out. Go ahead, bro. Tell your story.
So, yeah, man. The guy pulled out. He's in my living room, you know, saying the deal's not going to work. He sees my living room. My house packed up. You know, we didn't switch over utilities. We didn't got my son in a new school district, right? You know, plans was being made. So, you know, he left that day, man. I was in a funky mood. You know, I'm not going to lie. I was downtrodden. I was upset. And a few days had passed, man. Actually, was it the next day?
I think it was a few days. It may be like 3 days down the line.
It may have been longer because I think it was like a Tuesday because I stayed home. With love. But anywho, regardless of the case, y'all. So, yeah, you know what? It was that following Tuesday because I remember that Thursday, my whole house was like in a funky mood. And so what I had to try to do is just get that mood up off of us, man, because God has always been good. It wasn't like we didn't have a place to live. It's just, you know, we had expectations.
Yes.
So, that following Tuesday morning, man, stayed home. My wife wasn't feeling well. I really didn't get much sleep the previous night. So I finally woke up like 10:30, 11. She's like, "Hey, go ahead and take our daughter to work." And if y'all know me, man, I was like, man, she Uber every other day. She can go ahead and Uber. I'm tired. I'm trying to tend to you. So, husband, if y'all out here listening, man, catch this real quick before we get the show rocking. But I got to testify real quick. You hear me? So I take my daughter to work. And then my wife was like, oh, put some gas in my car because I was driving her car. And I was like, all right, cool. Stop by the gas station. I get to the gas station. And I'm like, you know what? I need a smartwatch because they had just changed some policies at work. So I went to the little phone store right there, and I step in. This young lady walks in. Young lady walks in, man, you know, and of course not trying to judge anybody's life, but you can look at her and tell that she just was not in the best of situations at that moment.
Yeah.
And she had a little boy with her, you know what I'm saying? So she's telling them, and I know the guy's at the phone store, but she's telling them how, you know, he broke her phone, he broke her watch. She's trying to replace everything. So as they're going through, they gave her the price, and you could see in her face, she was like, well, just let me get, you know what I'm saying? So God put it on my heart, like, hey, make it happen. So she was only short a few bucks, man. I swiped my card and knocked it out. Y'all, when I tell you, no sooner than I swipe my card and I'm getting ready to put my card up, I get a text message. So I open my phone, man, and it's our real estate agent letting me know that he's going to buy our old home so we can move. Mm. Now, man, praise in its own. So
man.
I'm excited in the store. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, my God, you know, God came through. You know, he undefeated. We get to move. So I see her walk out the door, y'all. Now, y'all gotta picture me here. If you know what, if you was from St. Louis, and you know what Jay's Wireless is on 367. So she walks out the door. I'm on her heels. I look down to call my wife to let her know the good news. I look up. The girl is gone. There's no call. Leaving. There's no little boy. And like she had a straight little boy, maybe about a year and a half, you know, saying years old. And she's gone. And I'm like, yo, like, that's crazy. So, you know, I'm talking to my wife about it, called my bro, told him about it, man. And the realization is like, that was an angel. So just because in my situation, God tested my heart to see, am I going to be who I always am? Because I'm always used to helping somebody short of buying groceries, somebody or things of that nature. So God tested me in that moment to see if I was going to be, number one, obedient. Because had I never left the house without the word of my wife, I still would have been at home.
Yeah.
Number two, I followed the inkling that God had placed on me, man, to go ahead and do what I always do, even though I was in a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, trust God. Regardless of what it is you think you're going through, where you think you're at, how you think things are going, but think about where you are now based on where you were 5 years ago. It could even be 5 hours ago, 5 days ago. But where God has brought you from, man, and where you are now, the things that you were praying for, now you're praying for something else. The things that you were trying to accomplish, now you're trying to accomplish something else. The things that you were trying to get through, now you're trying to get through something else. I'm going to end it with you. We are all in three phases of our life. And when y'all catch this, man, this is going to be big. We're all in three stages of our lives. Either we're headed to a storm, either we're in the midst of a storm, or we're coming out of a storm. Y'all, think about it. Right now, you're in one of those stages in your life. You're going in, you're in the midst of, or you're coming out. So I'm going to let it be that, man. I just really thank God for the new spot. It's our dream home, man. We got room. We got space. I thank my wife, man, for being that praying wife, for being that praying woman, because there's a lot of things that she prays for. There's a lot of things that she asks me to do. Like I say, obedience, man. Just simply being obedient, because God probably put it on her heart, but she spoke it. So now it's up to me to follow through. So, y'all, God is going to always be undefeated.
Thanks.
And trust his word. So. We're going to move on to the line, man, because I could talk about his goodness all day, but y'all know how we do. Tonight, man, we talking about, you know, the name, the title is They Got Me in the Mix.
Yeah.
blended family. So, bro, give them a precursor, man, so we can go cut, pay the bills, and slide on back up in this joint.
Yeah, man, the reality is a whole lot of us that either were brought up in the blended family, essentially what that is that's a household that you in, and you might be the parent raising kids that aren't yours, mixed with your kids in multiple households, stepdad, stepmom, whatever you want to kind of make that combination to be. And we just going to break this thing down, man, and just really give kind of a sneak peek into the past, the present, the future, and just really look like what some certain scenarios look like, how to operate within it, and hopefully, man, how everybody can just continue to love like it's supposed to be.
All right, here we go. All right, y'all, we're going to go around and pay these bills real quick so we can dive into the topic. Hey, yo, we appreciate y'all on the phone lines tonight, man. Look at this. Tell a friend, dial in 516-531-9473. We about to get in the mix if I can quit dropping my phone. And here we go.
Have you ever been in a situation and needed to be a little bit of emotional but just couldn't seem to tap in? Possibly needed to back your way out of a lie and show them that you're telling the truth by crying? Well, have no fears. Cry No More is here. Made from real baby tears. The organic, all-natural substance you'll take once a day, and it'll produce tears on the spot. It'll get those tear ducts flowing. May cause side effects including internal bleeding, diarrhea, hemorrhaging of the belly button, eyelash removal, hair removal, back fat removal, toes falling off, and also bad breath. Cry No More. Real organic tears. Never be stranded.
Back to school show a couple of weeks ago, Mm-hmm. Last week, I can't remember what we did last week, man. We did suicide. Yeah, we did that last week.
So, War of the Mind.
Yeah, War of the Mind. So we felt like these shows went in order, just does the back to school, but now the War of the Mind. And now we're talking about blended families, because sometimes you can see, man, that if a man and a woman is together, they're living together, they have a kid together, but she has a kid outside of that relationship. Mm-hmm. You can see the man, or vice versa, the woman treat that kid that is not there as different. The clothing, the shoes, the hair, things like that. So, bro, with your blended family, man, tell me, you know, how is there enough love to spread around, and how you make sure that each feels welcome and part and an integral part of the family?
Yeah, for sure. So really answering that, man, I got to kind of dig back and just start. It's easy for me to make certain that that level of love and everything is there, because that's what I was groomed in. And even though my dad was in my life in a very key role in my life, living with my mom, my other dad, but I guess for the sake of the show, so everybody doesn't get lost, my stepdad, he's been in my life, man, since I was 6 years old. And so what was taught to me, you know, or even before that, so to say blended family, you know, my dad had X amount of kids in his marriages. My mom had, you know, kids in hers. And so being in the household as the youngest, I had siblings that lived elsewhere that we picked up and brought over. You know what I'm saying? And so I seen my mom and those kids that she already had, my siblings, interact with my siblings that were of no relationship. You know what I mean? And so it became very normal and natural for me, even with my, like I said, my other father, he was in the household. You know, I was in Indianapolis, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. And, you know, I was laughing. Me and my mom was telling my wife that basketball hoop that we looking at, I was like, man, that thing ain't never coming down. It's been there since 1990. It's still up. You know what I mean? And so all these generations that's hooped on it, but these are the things that this man did for me. So going to places like Mississippi, and I never once heard him introduce me to his family as, oh, that's Nita's son. I never felt the way. You know what I mean? And this was a man that I spent a lot of time with, bro. You know what I mean? Like, my mom was a hardworking person. There was, for a few years of my early elementary, she would be at work from 3 to midnight. And so my other dad, Jeff, would take his lunch break, General Motors, come swoop me up, take me over his people's house, his mom and dad's house. So I knew the whole family. I remember when his mom and dad died, man. I remember so many things. But this is where I'm able to say, and I'll answer your question a little bit after this point. Why it was really easy, man, was the love that I was shown. I never seen this man cry until my sister died. That's been almost 20 years, and it's a memory that I'll never forget. Because, like I said, I've seen him lose his own family. By the age of 18, it was not hard for me to take a child that was not my own and love them like they were. I really believe that no child should be left behind. I don't care who you are. You know what I mean? Like, if your child needs to be loved, if there's nobody that's there to do it, our door is going to be open. So with me having four birth children, but then also having a multitude of children that are not my own. One thing that I personally like to do to ensure that nobody feels different is the standard is the same.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. There's no, if this dude just got in trouble for jumping on the bed, I'm not going to let you slide because your last name from birth was Johnson. I don't care about that. Matter of fact, you more likely for to be used as an example to show why this is a unilateral type of format. So just giving consistency, giving kids group time. You know, we set aside family things. We have family dinners. And, oh, it's popping because, like I said, it's a lot of people. But then we also try to break it down and have individual time. We might break it down into groups, and it might be just the younger kids, you know what I'm saying, or some of the older kids. And then you celebrate everybody equally. So it is ideally is just trying to keep everything as consistent as possible. Not always easy to do when you're not the biological, because there's so many other, you know, factors, and I know we'll touch on that as we go a little further, but there's so many factors that might prevent you from issuing the same type of direction that you would, or correction or discipline that you would. But you just have to find that balance, bro.
Okay. Hey, and I love that you ended with the discipline, man, because I've seen guys, you know, got a baby mama, got a baby with him, baby with someone else, and maybe he's living there. Their relationship is kind of, you know, being a little fruitful. And, you know, I've heard him say, well, he can't whoop my son. He can't put his hands on my son. If so, call me. Now, for me, and this is me talking, because I feel like that if that man, because, okay, there's levels to this. So let's gauntlet real quick. There's a difference between just a live-in man or someone trying to be and being the man of the house. Because if you're just a live-in and you're just trying to discipline me when I'm doing wrong, but there is no love on the other side of that, there's a problem. There's no direction on the other side of that, there's a problem. If the mom is allowing the man, or vice versa, you know what I'm saying, all day and not do anything, but they try to make the child get up, cut grass, cook, clean, wash dishes, wash his clothes, that is definitely a bad standard. Because the child looking at the man, especially if it's a young man, looking at the man like, she don't make this Negro do nothing, but she always on my case. So how hard is that at times, man, when there is another father in the mix? Because I know you somewhere are kind of dealing with that to an extent, but how hard is that, and, you know, how do you tread around that situation?
A lot of that takes time. It starts with the groundwork. You know, everything starts with love, but I've said for years and years, you know, whether through different mentoring programs or whether it's through coaching, you can't have love without discipline. And it's a difference between beating your kid and disciplining the kid. And discipline isn't always in the form of what somebody said to me one time, oh, that's slave, that's beating your kid. No, it's not. Chastisement is not anything outside of the norm. But anytime you're dealing with another parent, whether it's, you know, a biological mom and now there's a stepmom, or, you know, vice versa, because those are two sides of the fence. And same way with the dad. Pride really just has to exit. You know, I think for men, it's a prideful thing. One, you don't want your girl calling nobody else bae or daddy, even though you no longer have that title. And you for sure don't want somebody receiving that term from your child. You know, and so it's really a pride thing, because ultimately, what's the goal for your children's life? When you look at your kids, all of them, I think, how many you got, bro? 12? Something like that. So anyway, when you look at all
your story, because you got more than me, you doubled up.
So when it comes to like all, I guess either one of your 37 of your kids, I don't know how you 46 with.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
37 kids, but when it comes down to, you know, the different children, things like that, one thing that really has to be a part of that equation is the communication. Something has to happen, you know, whether it's the two men try to come to terms, but people have to just put their pride aside. You know, you want to be in that child's life, Nobody's ever going to stop somebody. And I know there's a lot of situations where people are just, they heartbroken, and that heartbreaking, what's that? It's a French word for that. Heartbrokenicity, heartbrokenicity, something like that. In the midst of you being heartbroken, it turns to spite. And so the ultimate goal for all 37s of your kids, bro, is to get to the finish line. That's to be a better man than you are for your son. That's to have your daughters be successful, business-minded women. We want our kids to be better than us when it comes to finances, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to religion, when it just comes to decision-making in life. We want them to be better. And so if you have somebody that is in the home with your children, and again, this is whether it's man or woman, somebody's in the home with your kids, and they're ultimately assisting you in getting them to the common goal, that finish line, why there should be zero beef. And when there is, that's how you know there's pride and there's a lot of self in the way. So as parents, co-parenting is a key component to the blended family situation working. But I went through the situation. I'm glad to say, you know, that's not something that I deal with at this particular point in time. Because ultimately what it came down to was just like, look, people in these streets want you to not be the disciplinarian to the children, but nobody has a problem when, you know, things are being purchased for the child, playing for the child, taking them here or there. And so again, love and discipline go hand in hand. And as parents, bio or step, you can't want somebody to be in the home and only give your child the good things, because what's going to happen without the discipline, they're not going to get to that goal that we're ultimately looking for them to get to.
Yeah, facts. So, great. Well, we got a little time. But one of the burning questions that I have, man, so in a situation like you, being the non-custodial parent,
mm-hmm.
how that relationship with the kids affect the custodial parent?
How does the relationship with them affect me?
Well, yeah. Well, no. How does your relationship with their kids and how you treat Sis' kids affect her, you know, in her day-to-day?
I mean, well, if you're not treating the kids right, I really don't think the success of the relationship can work. And it's a situation to where I really hope there's no men that are marrying a woman and the woman doesn't love your kids like they're her own and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Women don't link up with no dude that's not loving your children. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that y'all are dating. You dating Tyrone, he living on this side of town, you living over here, and you just expecting him to pay bills and help. That's not what I'm referring to. What I'm referring to is in that dating process, and y'all are in two separate homes and households, that when you two come together, he is showing the same care and concern to your children as you would, right? If it's Sunday morning and you sleeping in and the kids is up and he's up, did he make sure those kids ate? Did he just feed himself? Did he said, I ain't doing jack until mama wake up and my out is going to be, oh, I didn't even eat? Or do you say, these are kids. They need to be loved. It's 10 o'clock. They need to eat something. How do we operate? And then once you guys come together, before you even get to that point, it should be very clear that he is more than concerned and he's putting more into them than just driving them to Quick Trip, getting a Slurpee. What wisdom is he putting in? What time is he putting in? What correction is he putting in? You know what I'm saying? Is there a structure? You know, I need you to do this because. So when it comes to, you know, for the example between me and my wife and the kids that I didn't contribute to, that for me was, it, again, it was real easy just because of what I was accustomed to. And I think it made her day-to-day easier because she can take the focus off of maybe something that she would have to do because she knows I have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if all the kids are over here, I'm not just cooking for my kids. I'm not just putting a movie on and saying, you know, Oopy and Scoopy, come in here. And then I got, you know what I'm saying, Ren and Stimpy off to the side. No. Hey, we're going to watch a family movie. We're going to do, but like, it's everybody is included. And that in turn makes her process, I'm confident, just a lot easier because that question of does he really love them, or is it just me and he's dealing with them? Those things kind of go out the way.
Yeah. Okay. So as a man being in this situation, I know you said a couple of times that you have to swallow your pride. What does that feel like to you? You know, navigating that situation and then jumping in and, you know, being who you are in that situation.
Yeah. I've swallowed my pride from the standpoint of your emotions, your flesh, if we just going to be real, rise up. And for those who don't know me, all episodes are archived. So you can go back and listen to like the mental health episodes, different episodes, and kind of get an idea of where I'm referring to when I talk about my flesh rising up and some of the inner conversations that war the mind that I have. And so I have to, at that point, have that conversation and say, if I do what my flesh wants to do, what is the negative outcome? And the negative outcome is these kids that I'm loving, all kids, will see something that I do not want them to see. And ultimately, it's going to contradict some of the things that I'm telling them to do. And so I have to take a high road and sometimes just, like I said, just, hey, you gotta Monica Lewinsky that thing, bro, and just swallow it. You just gotta swallow that pride and just deal with it. You feel me? Because the greater good is again getting the kid to that finish line.
Yeah, indeed, man. And so as I'm seeing your family grow and flourish, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, they ain't no grow. They is done. I like what you tried to do there, but no, my family is not going to stop. Stop.
Why are you on the defensive, though?
No, because here we go again. It's another week, and here you go trying to slip in a little quick one again.
See, this guy. Anywho,
yeah.
As the kids
right.
are growing and getting bigger, meaning they're getting bigger shoes, drawers, pants.
Okay, t-shirts. Say that then.
Right there, you do.
Yeah, you went to. I mean, man, you graduated and went to the military. You have an education.
Can we
use your words?
Sense in front of company.
You're right.
Appreciate it. So, and if y'all don't know us, y'all, we do this all day, every day, man, in person. So it's definitely y'all love, man. But as they are growing up, there you go. You good
mm-hmm.
with that one?
As
they're growing up, how do you see now that relationship starts to flourish versus, I want to make sure I can say this without causing an issue, because I know sis
yeah.
listening to what up, sis. I know there's been situations to where, you know, custody is somewhat kind of split. And
yes.
there has been situations to where they've gravitated to you more than possibly, you know, their biological. So how does that? How do those relationships flourish with you as well? Because I know with kids, there's a, even though you love them holistically, each
yeah.
kid,
yeah.
you know, what they individually need, and each relationship with each kid is different to an extent.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And really, it's a situation that kind of comes in my mind clear as day. And two of them actually. So there's a point in time where one of our children just didn't want to go on his visits, you know, like, and it was like the first week, weekend come by, I want to stay home. All right, it's no big deal. Weekend number two come, I want to stay at home. You like, yo, what's up? And so it allows you to have a conversation to get a better understanding of possibly the why. And sometimes, and even in this situation, it had nothing to do with another parent. It almost was like the surrounding circumstances, sometimes an environment, sometimes activities. It's with the kid, there's a lot of things. You can have some kids and they feel like, oh, I go over my real mama crib and all we do is sit around all day watching old reruns of Maury, right? But when I'm with my stepmama, oh, we lit. We here, we there. And so in their mind, it's like, I don't want to go visit my mom because I'm not doing jack. So you have to be mindful in how you handle that. And again, it's just parents being grown and understanding what the child needs. The other situation was we had a child that just felt like, I can't say this. You know, you coming home complaining or you have issues. And when you say, hey, did you talk to anybody? No. And so that one-on-one, as he continued to grow, as you say, it allowed me to have a conversation to say, look, there's going to be times to where you don't understand this and this. Because unfortunately, you know, when we're kids, we don't always see the bigger picture. It's our job as adults. It's our job as dads to see the bigger picture. But this is how you have to handle it. You have a conversation because that's what we do as men. And so with all of them, I'm always going to speak to them. And this is how you handle and conduct yourself as a young man. This is what we do, from the treatment of women to getting up and going out and work. And that's something else. You'd be surprised when boys, whether they're yours or not, girls, yours or not, whatever this looks like, when they seeing you get up and leave this house every single day and go to work, you're putting something in them that tells them this is what a man does.
Yeah.
And so your actions, which piggybacks into what you asked me before when it comes to pride and having to take a back seat, my actions sometimes will hold more volume in the long run than a resolution. And I'm thankful that as I continue to get older, that I'm able to take emotions out of a lot of things and how I react. You know, I used to be a very emotional person and would react immediately.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I live by now, bro, is I have the mindset. It's like it's kind of like, you know, you play Mario Brothers growing up. Everybody played Mario Brothers. Girls, boys, we all did. You know, and so we all knew the different cheat codes, and you go down the tunnel, you can go to World 4, World 5. So you skip you warp to Zone 5, and you die. It gives you 10 seconds to hit continue and pick back up where, bro? Right from where you left off.
Yeah. Right.
You're not going to start from scratch, because if you start from zero, there's no gain in it other than for you to die again. And I say that to say, like, there's some scenarios that have zero gain, zero profit in it. And so why would I go that avenue when I'm already right here in this place and time, and I can just pick back up, reset, pause for a second, take my 10-second breather, hit continue, and then keep going from here? Because if I start over, there's a whole lot of stuff that I'm going to lose that I've gained and acquired along this journey, right? So slow down, have a conversation with everybody, redirect your kids, give it to them in bite-sized pieces. You know, when, again, I know you got a lot of kids, bro, and so it was a lot of dinner places getting served up.
Man.
And so let's say your 14-year-old, if the 14-year-old is literally eating the same meal, the 4-year-old and the 7-year-old, what's the only difference? the younger that it gets, you just cut the same thing up in bite-sized pieces so they can digest it better. Same thing, same information.
Yeah.
You're just making it kid-friendly, kid-appropriate so that they their bodies, their minds can digest it. And so that's the thing. We're going to talk and have these conversations with all of our kids.
Yeah.
You know, because if not, they're not getting to that goal. So, man, we at a point. Let's do this, bro.
Yeah.
You already know what I'm going to say. All right. So, act like you know. They want the song. The people want the song. Let's give them something, and then we're going to come right back to it.
All right, y'all. Hey, get your thoughts and your comments ready, because when we come back, we're going to hit these phone lines one time. Know what I mean? Here we go.
And you know it.
Yo, you are now rocking with the absolute best, the Life Be Life in podcast, your host, Tony D, D to the J, every single Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central. We bring in the hottest topics. We bringing that hee-haw, that funny. We bringing a little bit of music. We giving you exactly what you know you need, so stop playing with us. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, tell your cousin, tell your mama that her favorite comedians, the best duo since Wings and Rants, is back in the building. Dial that number 516-531-9473, blogtalkradio.com/Life Be Life and Podcast. Let's get to it.
And I want all the lifers out there, tell me if the clouds come back and Jesus come back tonight. You cannot see Jesus coming back to this song. All the angels dancing and talking, Jesus is like the clouds of Jesus.
Man.
Oh,
man.
Hey,
burning to say it. I got a skill plan. Do your thing.
I mean, honestly, though, the clouds is finna crack. Jesus is coming back. The angels is amping him up, and that's the song that he coming down the clouds on. I put on for my city. Y'all can't tell me. Because, I mean, I just feel like he a gangster, man. He got mad kids, houses everywhere. In my father's house, his many mansions. Like, he putting on for a city. He coming back, and they finna amp him up. Go amp him up. If he wasn't about that life, why would he have streets paved in gold? He blinging, son. Come on with
me. Man. Yeah. Man, let's hit the phone lines real quick.
Let's get to it.
All right. So, last four is 2779. I'm going to give you a second to get your thoughts together, but you about to be live on Life Be Life. And here we go. Paula, you there?
Of course I'm here. Where else would I be on a Wednesday at 8 o'clock?
You've been missing in action, man.
What had happened was
I called
one day and the show wasn't on. So I'm just saying. But here I am. Y'all be holding it down. You're amazing. Every topic you cover is so spot on. These blended families are something else, and these people need to get on board. Like, you can't love me and not love my kids. That's just weird. And how could a woman or a man go forward with a relationship if they didn't start there?
Yeah.
That's just weird to me. So that's spot on. And, and for sure, like, if I'm getting up and I'm cooking for mine, what I look like not cooking for yours? I love all the kids. DJ, you know, my stepdaughter didn't miss a step. My stepkids never missed a beat. Those are my bonus kids. I even have a niece that I raised, and she is closer to me than my kids sometimes. So, hey, if you don't love one, you got to love the whole household. You can't just love me. I mean, I know I'm great, but they greater.
Well, look, we back. We had took that little hiatus for the summer so everybody can get, you know, that time in with their kids and whatnot, especially during and all his. But we really appreciate
that's what's up. If we took a week off for all his kids, we would still be on hiatus.
Oh, wow. Y'all are really throwing these shots, boys. Well, stop it.
And let's say this on a serious note, because you know, Carly, you made a great point. Something else, though, if this man or woman has kids and they don't do for their own kids, please don't be no dumb MC and think they're going to get with you and do you different and your kids different, and they got an egghead little baby boy over there that don't nobody take care of or know nothing about.
Hey, but also on that note, let's just say these women out here who, if they don't believe that, and I'll say first, somebody I know real close, they thought they had a great guy. But it turns out all along, they were just a great girl, and they loved to mother children. So it looked like he was a great guy and a great dad. Whole time, she was just a great mom. And looking back on it, oh, wow. Wow. She really fumbled that ball. But, also, ladies and gentlemen, don't have on blinders. Focus.
Right.
Good night, guys. Thanks, y'all.
Appreciate you.
Caller, your last four is 1-0-0-6, and you are now live on Life Be Life podcast. Good evening. All righty, we're calling. Yep, I think they're there because I can hear the echo from the phone line. Caller, you have tonight. All right, wait. We appreciate you anyway. Anyway, we appreciate the love. We appreciate your time. So who else we got up in here? We lost a couple, but check this out. Sis, I'm about to bring you on real quick. And the reason why I'm about to bring you on, just because you're kind of in the midst of that situation, man, and I just really wanted to hear from a woman's point of view real quick. So if you got a couple of minutes and you're not busy, I'm going to give you time to kind of get yourself ready. Just want to hear a couple of thoughts from you real quick, man, just because us as men, what people have to understand sometimes is that our mindset, you know, lead, teach, protect.
Mm-hmm.
A woman brings a whole nother side of that coin that in tune, it makes us who we are. Am I lying, bro?
Not in fact.
Yeah, so just want to hear from you real quick, man. I got you live now. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, run your mouth real quick for us.
Well, hi, everybody. I was calling. I mean, I did want to say a lot, but the first caller did say the majority of the things that I would have said. But something that is very important when blending a family is know that it takes time. Like, it's not something that you rush. It's not something that you force. So just let it be at, you know, each other's pace, the child's pace, and the step-parent's pace. It's not something you force on a child. Don't force a child to call you mom or dad, and you know you're not. Don't force relationships. Don't force I love yous, like different things like that. Don't just let it be, because it'll be. It may take time. It may happen right off the bat, but just know it's not something that happens overnight when blending families.
Man.
One more thing I do want to add before I forget.
Oh, that's fine.
Before I forget, I was going to say, also understand that children are very loyal to their parents, meaning they are going to show more loyalty, and that, and that's understandable, and that's very much okay to show more loyalty to your parent and, like, you know, fill out the soon-to-be step-parent or the, you know, current step-parent. So just that's all I really got to say.
Yeah, we appreciate you. And you fine. Anyway, so the other piece to that, the other piece to that is giving that time that you're saying to the child. Every child adapts differently. And so you could have multiple kids in the household. Somebody might take to it right away and some doesn't, and that's okay. And as parents, bio and step, understand that some of the resistance that might be happening, this is why you don't get offended, because the love that they have for that biological, sometimes in their mind, they feel like by loving you, it's not loving or lessening the love to them, or it's going to hurt biological mom or dad's feelings, and who wants to do that? And so while you're thinking that, man, they I'm doing this, that, and the third, and they just acting ungrateful, no, that's not the case. They try not to cave in because they don't want the other parent behind the scenes to feel left out. So keep that in mind, men in particular, because y'all egos, you know what I'm saying, is bigger than, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people's heads out here. So just give that child that time.
Yeah. Bro, I'm not going to even lie, man. I feel like if y'all ever played Sonic the Hedgehog, and we would have all those rings, and he would get hit, and rings would just fly all over the place.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what just happened, man. Juice was, like, straight dropped. So, sis, appreciate your thoughts, man, bro. On point as always, man. So, what we got coming up next week?
Man, you know what? If they want to know what we got cooking next week, man, because it's like gumbo, that joint is simmering. It's in the pot just bubbling. I'm going to have to jump on that Life Be Life and page. Like it, share it, pay attention to the post. I'll tell y'all what it is. We gonna look. Y'all can post on there, tell us what y'all want us to talk about, what y'all want to hear. But if you want to know what we got cooking, it could be on love. It could. We got so many different things. It might be. Let's talk about people that want to have this relationship. They want to. They want to have a man. They want to be a wife. But they stay got this my OnlyFans page. Ooh. They post. They got the thirst traps. We might talk about that, bro. Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah.
Best way for them to find out is to do what, bro?
Hey, tune in, man. On the Facebook page, Life Be Life, and you know how we spelled it. So you can put in Life Be all together. It's going to pop up there. You're going to see the little mic every Wednesday night. 8:00 p.m. 516-531-9473. Hey, yeah. We even take topic suggestions, man. So if you own the Facebook page, drop some topic suggestions in there. So at the beginning of the call, man, at the beginning of the show, we had a special guest, man. So let's run our special guest back real quick, because I believe he's in one of those situations where a blended family is bad, because this daddy definitely ain't in the house. It's too bad. So run them back, man. You there?
Yeah, little ugly dude, I'm here. So, you know, I'm there for my mama, but my daddy, he didn't pick me up. Okay. My daddy be picking me up sometimes. My mama can't get me all the time from school. You think you little ugly dude?
So where your daddy took you? To McDonald's?
Nah, little ugly dude, we got a Burger King. I hit the Whopper, yeah. Cheese on the thing. Put the cheese on the thing. I told my daddy, I said, throw some cheese on that. Throw some cheese on that. Just throw it down. love it, dude.
So when you go with your daddy after you leave Burger King, what else y'all be doing?
We go over Miss Stephanie's house, and I get to watch movies when they be in the back, and they say,
All right. Nope. Bye.
I don't get to say nothing in neither, but I be hearing them, though. It be like this. What it is, though? What's that? But I don't know that because my daddy said I can't say that. You laughing at my daddy, so I call it right now.
Hey, you can tell your daddy it's fine. You can call him. It's going to be all right. So we're going to let our special guest go, man. We have no radio manners.
That's because everybody don't have manners. Which again, if I'm saying discipline has to be a part of this process. So, I'm trying to find out why this dude ain't ready to go to school. why parents got him on the phone lines, but neither here nor there, bro. You know, I don't make the rules. I just,
you know it. Well, life is, man, it's been another one. Any final thoughts, bro?
Of course. So tonight's episode that got me in the mix, I know in this hour time frame there's so much that we didn't get a chance to talk about, trying to be respectful of your time. We can always continue this conversation, man. Y'all can jump in the inbox like y'all always do. Y'all can continue to email. You know, you can jump on the post. It don't matter. But the things that we did talk about, I want you guys to ensure that love is part of the overall equation. It's vital that all kids, I don't care how they came about, who they are, all kids need to see a healthy relationship. That doesn't mean that folks ain't gonna argue, but it's some stuff, man, y'all can go behind closed doors, y'all can do this, that, or third. It doesn't have to be done in front of the kids. So I want you to remember, you know, the end goal for children is to get them to be successful on the path to think and provide for themselves. Show them love. Show them healthy relationships and interaction. It's okay to kiss in front of your kids. It shows so many things that as we continue this season, we're going to jump into that it'll break down and destroy just by them seeing a healthy interaction. And so a lot of the things that you'll experience by their preteen years, just by you starting now, you won't have to worry about. It's a lot easier to show them, for your daughters, a good man when you allow them to see one in your home and what that relationship looks like. It's a lot easier to know that your son is going to be able to care not only for himself but his family when you put him in position to be disciplined by one, to be taught by one, and to be loved by one. And it doesn't matter where that comes from. We posted on our page several months back, it was an article where a young woman, she felt it was stupid. A man was stupid. Any man that raised a child that was not his own, stupid. And the question was posed, so if the biological is not there, who was going to teach the child? And she in turn did not have an answer. And so I really want to encourage you all. I made a post earlier today. I want you guys to go check my post. A client that I'm currently trying to help who is being robbed blind by her own children over $120,000 in a matter of months. And like I explained to my wife, where this is all stemming from is at some point when they were younger, the discipline was not there. There wasn't a male figure there. There wasn't a level of accountability from the mom. And so now we're fighting a fight on her behalf that she has no control over. So as I conclude, man, and kind of step down off this soapbox for tonight, again, love if you don't do nothing else. If you can't love somebody else's kids like they're your own, do something and put out before you even get involved in it. Because it's very easy to destroy a child The problem is when you destroy your child, you're leaving all of us parents. When we send our children to school, and as we all know, majority of everybody by this past Monday is now back full force. And every single day we're paying up that nothing happens to our kids at school because of this new trend that's happened within the last few years. But love conquers all things. And so if you would teach your kids, one, to love themselves, show them what real love feels like, and have conversation in these things, again, it just breaks down so much, bro. So lifers, once again, man, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for the time that you've given us tonight on this Wednesday. My bro going to tell you life is going to always be life, and we're going to be here to talk. I ain't going to steal the shine. I'm just trying to tell you I'm D to the J, and I'm in the building like I ain't never left. Peace and love.
And y'all, in our community, especially our black community, we need more black fathers that's going to step up and be those fathers. And again, that's another topic for another day. He tried to steal my shine. Like they used to steal Russell's shine on Def Comedy Jam. But yeah. I'm going to say anyway, because life will always be life. And we're going to be here to talk about it. I'm your host,
and I'm your host, D to the J. And if you ain't got nobody to raise your kids, send that EBT card, drop them off at the spot, and we'll get it out.
You did.
But I do need that EBT card in advance.